Ed Wolverton keeps a close watch on downtown business. As president and CEO of Wilmington Downtown, Inc., that's his job.
We tend to be a little bit better with our openings. We do track both openings and closings, so on a net basis, we tend to be between 5 and 24 each individual year, just kind of depending on the particular business cycle. But we do watch all that very closely. But we do tend to be on a net positive each year.
He defines the downtown business district as between the bridges from the water to Fifth Avenue. In the fiscal year that just ended, Wolverton says 11 restaurants opened and 11 closed. 2 galleries opened while 3 closed, 7 shops opened while 11 closed, and 21 other businesses, like a tap room, opened while 12 closed. That's a net gain for this last year of 4 businesses. Rebellion just opened on Front Street. The bar restaurant took the former Buzz's Roost location.
Name's Chuck Archer, the general manager at Rebellion NC, general manager at Front Street Brewery for the last 7.5 years.
Archer is in a competitive business, food and drinks. He says for a new business, Rebellion is doing well.
Good. Business increases week by week. We're seeing a lot of good things come from the Downtown Sundown concert series, so Fridays have definitely picked up. Good weekday traffic, so that's been really nice, and rolling out our new lunch menu has definitely helped with earlier in the day business.
Archer says there is a simple plan any new business needs to follow downtown.
Operating capital is always probably first and foremost, and then marketing probably falls in close second. You have to let everybody that's in town know that you're here. And with the tourist industry being the way that it is in Wilmington, not just downtown, you have to have outreach to the beaches and surrounding areas as well. So probably just getting the word out and letting people know that we exist.
Dawn Carter agrees. She's vice president of First Bank on Market Street. They invest in new businesses.
Yes, I would say that probably is the biggest problem for people who come in to see us, is you need something to live on and something to fall back on. Not only if you think your business can, you know, there's the startup period of getting it started, whether you have to renovate a building to get what you need. You have expenses during that time, and how are you going to pay for those expenses?
Different types of businesses have different needs. Art galleries, for example. They are seen as destinations, especially on Fourth Friday. Miriam Orline owns New Elements Gallery.
You have to have enough foot traffic to find that person that does want to buy a larger piece of art. So I know at the beginning of the month I have so many larger pieces of art to sell, but we need to sell jewelry and pottery and everything in order to be accessible to everyone. You don't want to be inaccessible to anyone, really.
She says she's making it. So is Gems for You, a handmade jewelry store that also sells local art downtown.
Well, we have about 60% repeat, which is phenomenal, which we're just so excited about.
Mary Sucheski owns Gems for You. She says it hasn't been easy. To succeed, it's a lot of work. WDI's Ed Wolverton says there remain vacant storefronts and buildings downtown. In recent weeks, a couple have been purchased and will be renovated, but he says businesses will always close and open and close again. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.